Welcome to Business and Oil. Articles from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Read by volunteers at the Recording Library of West Texas.
Hello, this is Becky. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Sunday, November 17, 2019. This is the Oil Report. New produced water evaporation system to be tested locally. A new method of evaporating produced water is about to be tested in the Permian Basin. RWI, Enhanced Evaporation, the industrial wastewater arm of Resource West, is teaming up with a local operator to test its new method, Evaporation 2.0. Robert Ballantyne, Director of Research and Development and the Principal Engineer and Atomic and Molecular Spectroscopist for RWI, said via email that the operator is currently building the pond to start the review. He said Evaporation 2.0's design can cut costs to 0.006 cents per barrel while emitting water droplets of 75 microns or larger, which sedimentate out into the evaporation pond, while also reducing costs. It can reduce pollution by allowing pollutants such as sodium chloride, sodium sulfate, calcium chloride, and other contaminants to be concentrated in the impoundment without polluting nearby land and air. The units increase the surface area of the liquid and sweep the boundary layer of the impoundment, Ballantyne said. This enables the unit to increase the evaporation rate of the liquid. Just like your home dryer has a heater and a blower to move droplets up in temperature so they will evaporate faster than hanging on a clothesline, our units take the renewable resource of heat from the sun, and our fan adds in the moving air normally provided by the wind to speed up and greatly enhance the evaporation rate of the liquid. While simplified, this is the basic principle. However, to keep the environment safe from contaminants, the unit controls droplet size and flight time to ensure no contamination leaves the impoundment. He said the containments are concentrated in the final solution, and if they are sellable, they can be marketed. If there is no market for them, they can be safely disposed of in a proper cell. The company's unit can also turn them into dry crystal so they can be properly disposed of or sold. We offer two solutions to meet the varying needs of our clients, Ballantyne said. We offer a floating unit that gives maximum control of the pollution plume and is used in more confined areas. This is generally used for reverse osmosis and municipal wastewater treatment, along with lickgate and sanitary dump ponds, as well as produced water ponds. We offer a trajectory unit, which still has great pollution plume control, but requires a larger area to operate. Beyond higher evaporation rates, the unit is designed to greatly reduce power cost, making the system up to 90% more efficient than previous methods. Ballantyne attributed that to the unit's new airfoil design that reduced raw horsepower consumption from 40 horsepower to 2.96 horsepower. The design team that harnessed the renewable energy of the atmosphere in the form of solar radiation in the infrared region to increase the rate of evaporation. All this combined to bring the cost of the destruction of 42 gallons to less than a penny in utility costs, he said. Evaporation 2.0 also addresses concerns about induced seismicity by reducing the need for disposal wells, he said. On average, we can concentrate 10 to 15 times, so 100 barrels becomes 10 barrels downhole, relieving pressure on the ejection formation with no harm to the formation in the form of clogging, said Ballantyne. It also greatly reduces the carbon footprint in the form of fewer trucks on the road. The Midland demonstration illustrates that larger producers are increasingly looking for ways to improve their balance sheets while also being responsible citizens and neighbors, he said. Gravity to acquire OnPoint, creating area's largest SWD company. Gravity, the Midland-based water and energy infrastructure company, has taken a step forward by agreeing to acquire OnPoint Oilfield Holdings from White Deer Energy. OnPoint is a contracted produced water midstream company with gathering and disposal operations in the Midland Basin. Financial terms of the transaction are not being disclosed. The transaction adds significant assets to our produced water gathering and disposal business, such that we become the largest commercial produced water disposal company by injection volume in the Permian in the Midland Basin, said Rob Rice, Gravity President and CEO, via email. Gravity will own and manage more than 50 salt water disposal wells with more than 1 million barrels per day of permitted disposal capacity. Rice said the company is currently focused on providing two critical needs for its customers, water and power infrastructure. For water infrastructure, we provide salt water gathering and disposal, containment and fluid handling services, freshwater sourcing, and production chemicals. For power infrastructure, we provide equipment and services for natural gas and diesel remote power, light towers, pumps, heaters, and other miscellaneous production drilling and completion infrastructure equipment. He and others at Gravity are excited to welcome the OnPoint team, he said. We don't see the need to add significant personnel upon closing the transaction, but as our business continues to grow, we will have the need to add field and office staff to support this growth. This will mean jobs for field technicians, technical managers, and general office personnel. Gravity currently employs more than 900 in the Permian Basin, and we have been an established company working in the Permian since the mid-90s. This is our home and the focus of our growth. OnPoint's water infrastructure asset base adds 17 new saltwater disposal wells and more than 432,500 barrels per day of permitted disposal capacity to Gravity's existing water midstream business. OnPoint has obtained saltwater disposal permits for 120,000 barrels per day of additional permitted disposal capacity and the right to develop disposal permits for an additional 305,000 barrels per day of capacity targeting the Ellenberger Formation. After the acquisition closes, Trace Height, founder and CEO of OnPoint, will join Gravity as its Chief Commercial Officer of Water Infrastructure. Asked about the future of his industry, in light of concerns about induced seismicity from disposal wells and the possibility of more regulations to address seismicity, Rice responded, "It is early in the industry's analysis of seismicity drivers in the Permian, and we continue to work with regulators as they evaluate appropriate monitoring and reporting around this concern. Fortunately, for the main areas in which we operate in the Midland Basin, we are not seeing seismicity as a main concern. From an environmental impact viewpoint, Gravity is adding automation where necessary to monitor and rapidly respond to prevent any leaks of produced water from impacting the environment." Gravity is backed by affiliates of Clear Lake Capital Group, LP. Oryx Midstream buying Targa's Permian assets. Just days after Targa Resources announced plans to sell its Permian Basin crude oil gathering network, the assets were snapped up. Midland's Oryx Midstream has agreed to pay $135 million for the assets in a deal expected to close next month, according to Brett Wiggs, Oryx CEO. Wiggs said the assets the company is acquiring from Targa in the Delaware Basin fits our system really well. He said the assets are in an area where Oryx didn't have any gathering lines. Not only will it expand the company's gathering line infrastructure, but it will let the company offer customers more downstream options, allowing them to send their production to markets not previously available, he said. Once the acquisition is complete, Wiggs said Oryx will have more than 1,500 miles of operational pipeline and the ability to move over 600,000 barrels of crude oil a day. Across the board, from exploration and production companies to midstream companies, acquisitions and divestitures are a tough market, Wiggs said in a phone interview. All of us are being pushed to be as efficient as possible, he said. Despite those challenges, he said, the Permian Basin is the best area with the best growth opportunities. That growth may not be as robust as in the past, he added. The announcement was made the same day the new joint venture between Oryx and Rattler Midstream, a subsidiary of Diamondback Energy, closed on the previously announced acquisition of Reliance Gathering. That $355 million purchase brought to the joint venture more than 230 miles of gathering and regional pipelines and approximately 200,000 barrels of crude oil storage in Midland, Martin, Andrews, and Ector counties. It also gave Oryx, which had previously been focused on the Delaware Basin, entry into the Midland Basin. We continue to look for opportunities, said Wiggs. The company's growth spurt has come since its investors, Post Oak Energy Capital, affiliates of Quantum Energy Partners, Concho Resources, and WPX Energy, sold Oryx to funds managed by Stone Peak Infrastructure Partners in April for $3.6 billion. Texas Tech professors discuss economic, physical impact of pipelines. As the Permian Basin continues to reshape the state and national energy sector with its rising crude and natural gas output, moving that production to market has become critical. The answer is pipeline capacity, according to two professors with Texas Tech University Center for Energy Commerce, Nikki Kentinlis, Assistant Professor of Practice, and Bradley Ewing, C.T. McLaughlin Chair of Free Enterprise, discussed the economic impact of pipelines during a special meeting last week. Of the Permian Basin Coalition, which is made up of area counties, cities, chambers of commerce, colleges, industry associations, and oil and gas companies. That impact includes the creation of jobs, both direct and indirect, and in the construction phase and the operational phase, the economic output and the revenues going to state and local taxing entities. As one couple from San Angelo attending the meeting discovered, a lack of takeaway capacity and the resulting downward pressure on commodity prices can impact mineral owners. At one point, Kentinlis said the differential between West Texas Intermediate Midland and West Texas Intermediate Gulf Coast neared $30 and almost killed Gulf Coast refiners. She said that when she first came into the industry, crude came in from offshore and moved inland. The shale has turned that around, and now crude moves from inland outward. Now we have the capability to export crude, and that's so important to our industry. While new pipelines such as Cactus II beginning to come online will alleviate some of the takeaway constraints, Kentinlis says Permian Basin production will continue to grow, so there's a need for more infrastructure. As plans are made for that new infrastructure, everyone from communities along the way to landowners who will house the pipelines must understand the impact, said Ewing. Everyone needs to understand the economic impact of pipelines in order to make an informed decision, he said. He said it's also important to understand what pipelines can bring to the table. It's important to understand the safety aspect compared to other modes of transportation. Transporting crude could mean a lot of trucks. That affects air quality, road safety, Ewan said. He said pipelines are continuously monitored with high-tech systems that are like super air traffic controls. If issues are detected, technicians can respond quickly, he said. From a ranching and farming standpoint, once the pipeline is in the ground, they can still have their livestock. They can still have wind turbines. There are a lot of uses for the land around a pipeline, Ewing said. Expedition Royalty seeks mineral rights touching Wolfcamp, Spraberry Trend. For 2 years, Expedition Royalty has been attempting to help property owners with viable mineral and surface rights receive a fair price for their assets. The Big Spring Company is a division of Stronghold Resource Partners, which landman Matt Scott described as a holding company over multiple corporations that revolve around the energy sector. Expedition Royalty is a privately held company focusing on the acquisition of mineral rights and royalty interests primarily in the Big Spring, Howard County, Martin County, Glasscock County area, he said by email. With royalty acquisitions a growing segment of the energy market, Scott said members of both Expedition and Stronghold have previous experience in the energy sector, having bought and sold over 50,000 net mineral acres. We have seen and handled all the complexities that may be involved in mineral rights and royalty interesting deals. This includes successfully addressing issues pertaining to overrides or overriding royalty interest, ORRI, and net revenue interest, NRI. He said Expedition opened in Big Spring because the company is particularly interested in acquiring mineral rights in properties in Howard County as well as other Permian Basin counties touching the Wolfcamp, Shell, and Spraberry trend, including Glasscock and Martin counties. Expedition last month celebrated the grand opening of its office at 220 South Main Street. As part of the celebration, the company donated a new 2019 Ford Expedition to the United Way of Big Spring, which gave it away in a drawing that raised $21,170. The new location previously housed a number of businesses, including Stone's Variety in the 1920s, and then Dudley 5-10-25, Franklin's Dress Shop, Tom Boy Dress Shop, and Sun Loans. The company's contractors discovered the building has quite a history. Back in the days of the Model T Ford, it was an open courtyard, so the wall on the north side was an exterior wall for what was then the Arnold Tankersley Drug Company, and is now the vacant Texas building. Contractors found two old murals on the wall that ran the length of the building. The back half featured a Coca-Cola logo, and the front half an Al Cigar logo. The two murals are being preserved. Hello, this is Becky. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram, Sunday, November 3rd, 2019, The Oil Report. Hearst Energy Awards. Lifetime Achievement. Midland Basin Forge Scott Sheffield's Career Path. Scott Sheffield has come full circle, an oilfield career that began in the Midland Basin and has ended where it started, the Midland Basin. In the interim, Sheffield took a small oil and gas company known as Parker and Parsley Petroleum, where he was the fifth employee, and oversaw its transformation into Pioneer Natural Resources, now the state's second-largest oil producer. Sheffield, recipient of the Hearst Energy Award for Lifetime Achievement, reflected on his achievements in an email to the Reporter Telegram. Question: what drew you to your career in the oil industry? Has it been all you hoped? Answer: my father was a petroleum engineer and worked for ARCO. We lived in several countries growing up, such as Tehran, Iran, Caracas, Venezuela, and Jakarta, Indonesia. Initially, I rebelled against my father's wishes and attended the University of Texas at Austin as a pre-law student. But I switched to petroleum engineering after working two summers in the oil fields. I could not have hoped for a better career. By making strategic business decisions over a 10-year period and focusing on the Midland Basin, I was able to take a small Permian company and turn it to one of the largest independents in the world. My home is where I started. The Midland Basin is where I spent those two summers working in the oil fields, which ultimately changed my entire career path. Question: looking back over your career, what is your proudest achievement? Answer: with the help of 2,000 great employees, we turned the Permian Basin into one of the largest oil fields in the world. Pioneer has led the activity with over 1,500 horizontal wells drilled and producing over 400,000 barrels of oil equivalent. I'm also proud that Pioneer was one of the leaders in lifting the oil export ban that allows us to send Permian oil all over the world. Our ability to export has helped countries that do not want to be dependent on Russian and Middle Eastern oil. Question: you oversee a very influential and large oil and gas producing company. What is your management style? Answer: today, Pioneer is the fourth largest independent in the U.S. with over 2,000 employees. My style is to get to know everyone in the company, listen to them, and treat them with the utmost respect. Question: what are your thoughts on the future of the Permian Basin, of fossil fuels, and how fossil fuels and renewables can coexist? Answer: over the last 5 years, the Permian Basin has been the fastest growing oil basin in the world. reaching 4.4 million barrels of oil per day and 15 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas. It is projected by most estimates to reach 8 million barrels a day and 30 billion cubic feet a day of natural gas over the next 10 years. Most people do not understand that we have the second largest gas field in the United States, behind the Marcellus in the northeastern U.S. Over the next 50 years, the basin will supply the U.S. and the world with its products. There are over 100,000 drilling locations left to be drilled in the Permian Basin, and most of them are on private lands. Companies have been drilling in the Midland Basin since 1946 and will continue drilling here past 2050. There will be new technology, such as enhanced oil recovery techniques, that could take the basin well past 2050 towards 2100. We may all be driving electric cars by that year, but the world will still need 75 million barrels per day. Oil from the Permian Basin has one of the lowest break-even prices in the world and will be around for decades to come. Hearst Energy Awards. Industry Advocacy. Industry Advocate appreciates its big heart. Tommy Taylor's roots in the Permian Basin run deep, having been raised in Hobbs, New Mexico, and Andrews. His ties to the region's oil and gas industry run deep, too. My dad was a petroleum engineer with Amoco. He oversaw the Midland Farms unit for Amoco, which is on Fasken property, said Taylor, director of oil and gas development for Fasken Oil and Ranch Limited. My two brothers are engineers, and my sister is a teacher, but she's married to an engineer, so it runs in the family. Those ties gave Taylor, recipient of the Hearst Energy Award for Industry Advocacy, a deep appreciation for the industry. My advocacy for the oil and gas industry of the Permian Basin goes beyond my appreciation for what this business has provided for me, my family, and our community. I'm also an advocate so that others may recognize that the Permian Basin not only delivers an abundant and dependable supply of oil and natural gas to the world, but also creates countless jobs, is innovative, and philanthropic, he said. Just look at the industry's response to Hurricane Harvey 2 years ago, he said. Look at what the oil and gas industry did. People sent supplies, water, people who gave their time. The industry has a big heart. I've always been proud of that. This is a very giving, very caring industry. Taylor is an advocate for the community, speaking out, for example, against plans to build high-level nuclear storage facilities around Andrews and Carlsbad, New Mexico. He also advocates for continued operational excellence in the industry. I sit on the board of Southwest Petroleum's Short Course, a project between the industry and Texas Tech's Engineering School, where we present papers on artificial lift and stimulation techniques, said Taylor. He said the Short Course also offers pre-conference schools on topics from pumping to artificial lift. It's a good source of training for young engineers, he said. Our industry is constantly evolving and looking for ways to improve our processes, to be more efficient, and to be better stewards of our resources. I've had the privilege to see us make great strides, such as those in the areas of water recycling, worker safety, and fugitive gas emission reductions, Taylor said. The energy production from this region also contributes to the economic security of Texas, New Mexico, and the United States of America. Our industry is producing the resources which have made the Permian Basin the epicenter for America's energy supply. We have the innovation, technology, and skilled workforce to keep our nation independent, strong, and secure into the future. That makes me proud to be an advocate for our industry and for this unique place we call the Permian Basin. Hearst Energy Awards, Technology. Well shock technology helps make legacy wells more productive. Everyone's always looking for a better way, save money, and increase opportunity to make money, said Jamie Mitchell, Vice President, Pumping Services at Bosque Systems. If you're not doing that for your customers, you're not doing business right, he said. The company's latest technology, designed to re-stimulate legacy wells and make them profitable again, known as Well Shock, has earned the company the Hearst Energy Award for Technology. Its development came out of customers pulling us in that direction, said Clayne LaCrosse, Bosque founder, president, and chief executive officer. He said the company's foundation in the Permian Basin is how we help our customers reuse water. Mitchell said research began with saltwater disposal wells. We looked for ways to enhance flooding and enhance oil recovery on the backside, he said. What they found with well shock was that it not only re-stimulates legacy oil well production, but decreases pressure and increases injectivity in injection wells and impaired saltwater disposal wells through a combination of Bosque DIO, NIX technology, pressure pumping, and traditional acidization. The mixture of technology is most effective, he said, noting that one customer used the technology on 600 wells. LaCrosse said that success is showing up in increased production for customers. We had wells producing 1,000 barrels a day, then went down to 200 barrels a day. After well shock, production went back up to 900 barrels a day, he said. Mitchell said some production increases are still in place 9 months after the well shock technology was used. But he said the success depends on the specifics of the formation. You can't go back in and create something that's not there, he said. I had one customer tell me, if you can save me just 2 months of what I would have spent on remediation, you've won.
Hello, this is Paul reading from the front page of the Odessa American for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. Energy areas hardest hit by fatalities. TxDOT starts Drive Smart campaign. With its new campaign, TxDOT is urging drivers in high-traffic oil and gas production areas to give trucks plenty of space, avoid distractions, drive a safe speed, and always buckle up. In 2018, 49,410 traffic crashes in the 61-county Permian Basin region resulted in 485 fatalities and 1,321 serious injuries. The number of traffic crashes in the Permian Basin region in 2018 increased 13% from that seen in 2017, and the number of fatalities increased 20% from 2017. Failure to control speed and driver inattention were the top contributing factors in these crashes. TxDOT's Be Safe, Drive Smart campaign urges motorists to use caution, as speeding is the leading factor in these crashes. A news release from TxDOT details that Texas continues to lead the nation in oil and gas production, creating jobs and prosperity statewide, but communities in the state's main energy production areas have also seen a rise in deaths on the road, accounting for close to half of all traffic fatalities in Texas. In 2018, 1,673 people died, and more than 6,000 were seriously injured in crashes in the Barnett Shale, Eagle Ford Shale, Granite Wash, Haynesville, Bossier Shale, and Permian Basin, where oil and gas exploration is underway. Traffic deaths in these areas are up by 4% compared to 2017. Crash reports point to failure to control speed as the most often cited factor in traffic crashes, followed by driver inattention due to actions such as looking at a cell phone. Driving conditions have changed dramatically in many parts of Texas, said Texas Department of Transportation Executive Director James Bass. A big increase in the number of heavy trucks and traffic on state and county roads adds to the complexity of driving, something we always need to give our full attention to, while also obeying traffic laws. That's why we are urging every motorist to drive smart and take simple precautions to prevent crashes. In the coming weeks, drivers can expect to see a variety of common sense safety reminders as TxDOT kicks off its annual Be Safe, Drive Smart campaign in the state's energy-producing regions. The campaign reminds drivers to always buckle up, drivers and all passengers, day and night. Drive a safe speed that takes into account the amount of traffic, road conditions, and weather. Focus 100% on driving and put your phone away. No talking or texting when you're behind the wheel. Give large trucks plenty of space, be patient, and pass only when it's safe and legal to do so. Obey stop signs and traffic signals. Never drive under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. TxDOT will be taking its safety messages to community events this month in the Permian Basin and Eagle Ford Shale. Drivers can test their street smarts at an interactive exhibit outfitted with games, quizzes, and video displays that remind motorists how to safely navigate the challenges of driving in high-traffic oil and gas production areas.
Thank you for listening to this week's Business and Oil articles from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers at the Recording Library of West Texas. Don't forget you can also hear this program by calling the telephone reader at 432-617-5555 and by downloading at recordinglibrary.org.